what to do. You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you want to see us on a live stream and see this wonderful food that Carbach brought us.
And well, you can see some of it.
Well, yeah, we've made a dent in it. So
some of it's gone.
Yeah, it's not going to last too much longer. I kind of needed that break to be like another minute just so I could finish. But, yeah, they brought us some food from the Carbach restaurant, which we absolutely love. And we had a little extra Carbach beer around, so we're having that with it. And if you missed the first hour, it was AJ versus the world.
No one likes me. Is that true?
Most people thought it was funny, so I think that means they like you. I don't know. I know White Magic doesn't like you.
Now, Julian said, someone asked what happened, and Julian on Twitter said, dude said he doesn't like AJ and challenged him to a fight at Knicks tomorrow. Apparently, he's a regular caller on The Usual Suspects and has voiced his dislike for AJ. So the Blitz brought him on today. Check it out on Podcast Arena, Fred Fowler voice. I didn't challenge anybody to a fight. Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
He's someone who said he wanted to punch me.
Yeah.
Like he said on Barry and Joel's show that he wants to punch me. So I just said, well, I'll be at Knicks tomorrow if you want to punch me.
And I have to say, looking forward to being at Knicks' place tomorrow, but yeah. I'm sure Nick is very happy right now because now we've got all kinds of extra stuff going on.
And like I said, it's 7:05. If that guy wants to punch me, cool. I'll be all right.
Oh, boy.
The craziest thing is, though, imagine listening to someone on the radio and disliking them to the point that you want to physically fight them. What's going through your head if that's the case?
Mm.
Like, if I ever got to the point where I was listening to something, I was like, man, I'm starting to have really ill feelings about this dude, I would just change the channel. I definitely wouldn't be listening. So when he talked about me, I would call in. That'd be weird.
Yeah, if I got to that point, I would just leave the room.
Yeah. It's pretty simple. If you don't like me, don't listen to the show.
Totally missed that. No, I
did miss it. Sorry.
Yeah,
you got me all worked up. Fred. You got me charged up.
Leave the room.
I know. I saw what you. Jeez. I see what you did there. Now.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to contribute here. I mean, I added nothing to the first time, which is a good thing. Somebody was saying, you know, why didn't you jump in there? I'll give you a little radio thing here. Sometimes the best thing you can do is get the hell out of the way. If something's going really well, don't put your thing in it. There's no need to. Just keep your thing in your pants. It's just a little radio tip for those of you who do shows.
Jong, I like your tweet. Your Joker gif. That's funny.
I missed that.
Jong said, this is me at 4, then at 4:05. And it's the Joker in Dark Knight looking back at the hospital that he blew up.
Oh, oh man. So I don't even know where to take the show from here, frankly. You got anybody else you want to beef with? Because it seems to be that
I'm not looking for beef,
but it's going, Fred, really well. I think you pretty much have taken the flamethrower to Joel and Barry.
You're saying I put up my shield and deflected the flames back their way, right?
I think you pretty much Thanos'd them. One of them's not going to be here tomorrow. I can guarantee you.
You think Barry and Joel are going to tell on me to Todd? Jong says he doesn't know. Are you in those management meetings when Joel and Barry go in there and start bitching about things?
No, I want to make it real clear that I'm in the meetings that have to do with our highly successful website, sportsmap.com.
Gotcha.
Follow us on Twitter at sportsmaphou. No, I stay out of that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So.
Well, let it be known that Fred had nothing but nice things to say about Barry and Joel. And again.
But that's okay.
I know this sounds crazy. I don't have a problem with Barry or Joel.
No, no. And let me,
I like those guys.
No, let me say something else. I've always said, if I'm not making fun of you, then I don't like you. It's kind of, that's always what it's been like. People used to think Granato and I hated each other because he's always banging on me and stuff. And I'm like, dude, I'm in radio because of John Granato. I've known John Granato for almost 20 years now. And that's why he can make fun of me, and I don't care. And vice versa. But, people are going to do what they do.
I'm not looking for a beef with that show. I like those guys.
Yeah, it's hard.
I've known Barry for like 8-9 years.
Yeah.
I've made fun of Barry my whole life. He's made fun of me his whole life. It's okay.
Well, he's a comedian. That's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah. Well, I knew Barry before he was a comedian. I knew Barry before he was funny.
What was his Twitter before?
Just called Barry Is.
Oh.
And then he became a comedian. He changed it to Barry Is Funny, but it used to just be Barry Is, because he was like trying to figure out his life, like what to do with it.
Wasn't he in like oil and gas?
Yeah.
So he was Barry Is in Oil and Gas.
He did IT. It used to be Barry Is Nerdy. Like, we owned a website together. I had to call him anytime some nerdy stuff came up. I didn't know how to do it. I had to call Barry. Barry Is Nerdy was his Twitter handle. He fixed everything.
Well, as usual, the Blitzers are coming up with the right part of this. Jerry Bowe, who does all our gambling, he's already got fight numbers up. AJ minus 1,100, over under one round. And he says he's trading in his 72 Civic all on AJ.
Is it paid off? What's your credit score? If it's not paid off and you don't tell me your credit score, you ain't living my life, buddy.
Jerry's doing a lot of World Cup gambling on the website too, so check it out, because he's a savage when it comes to soccer. And then Brian wants to know, is the fight bettable on Bovada? I don't know, but my bookie has it up already.
Yeah,
AJ minus 1,100. So I've got to find another way to make money on it than that.
Let me throw one other nugget out there, Fred, a nug for the people. Like, just because I've fought a handful of times, I don't go around saying that I'm like some sort of, like I'm Anderson Silva. I've never said that. I fought 4 amateur fights and a pro fight. I'm not a world-class mixed martial artist. I just enjoy training. I enjoyed fighting. I've never come out here and said, I'm a great fighter, have I?
Not that I can remember.
No.
But I'm old and I'm, drinking, so I don't know. You could have said that. I probably forgot about
it. John, do you remember me saying that? Do you remember me talking about how great of a fighter I am?
I remember you said that you're going to kick people's asses, the last guy you fought especially.
Yeah, that one you did talk a little noise about, because you made it a point that you were training with real fighters and that you were going to crush that dude.
And you didn't
like him either, so.
I didn't like him.
Yeah.
But I didn't say I was a badass. I just said I was better than him.
Well, yeah, and that guy was like Butterbean.
Yeah. And what happened?
You kicked his ass.
I did exactly what I said I was going to do. But I didn't say like, I'm a future UFC champion. No, I've never had aspirations of that. I just like to fight. I like to train. I'm not a great fighter. Some of the guys I've trained with are way better than me. Way better.
Yeah, that was the thing you probably bragged the most about, is that you train with better people.
Yeah, because I did.
You train with world-class fighters, and that guy...
Did bum fights, and I trained with guys in the UFC.
Yeah. So, you did make a point of that, but that I don't know that that's not saying you're a great fighter.
It doesn't make me a great fighter. I'm not in the UFC. So I just want to make that point, that I don't go bragging about what a great fighter I am. I've never done that, because I've never thought that I was a great fighter. I just like to do it.
I think you probably think you're better than White Magic.
I mean, I don't know White Magic. Maybe he's got secret ninja skills. I got no idea. But
we don't know his real name. That's the problem.
Quinn.
Okay. So I'm going to look up Quinn Magic on Google here and see what that gets me. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in.
And Ryan says, wait, is your name really Arthur? That's all I got from y'all's back and forth. Yes, it's on my driver's license. I never made it a secret.
Hey, I'm getting texts from all my friends about how badly they want to go to Knicks tomorrow now. Well, you should have come anyway. You didn't need AJ to start a fight with a guy for you to show up. You should have just shown up.
And again, I didn't start a fight with anybody. Quit saying it like I started a fight.
You took the phone call. That's kind of on you.
Well, I didn't think it was really him because our show sucks so much. I wouldn't have expected him to be listening.
Yeah, he seems to know a lot about this for a guy.
He fooled me.
Who hates the show. I think he just hates you, though. I think that's...
That dude, yeah.
You know what?
He hates me so much he knows my real name. He knows my Christian name.
You know what?
He knows my birth certificate name.
I think next week when he calls in, I think we should have a therapist in to talk to him. I think that would do him some good. Maybe get some of this rage out.
Maybe so. I think John could do that. John's a peacemaker.
Sort of.
But.
Yeah, I know. You notice how he made peace the whole time there. He was quieter than I was.
Do you think Joel and Barry hope White Magic beats me up?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
Nick, no.
Nick, no?
No, I think Nick, he didn't really want to say anything about those guys because he works with them and he likes them. But I think he's secretly, you know, Team Hoffman.
Okay.
So he won't admit that. And he'll probably tell by, oh, no, that's not
true. No.
But, yeah, he's one of us.
Yeah. All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about Larry, who was 1 year ago living at home. His credit score was below 730. I mean, it was sad times. His car wasn't paid off. He was making minimum wage. He was wanting more out of life. Now, he's 3 months into his IT career, making triple the money, doing something he loves. That could be you if you're working at a crappy job. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today. Could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, they don't care about that. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week, and that's going to be everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, too. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu. You don't know the half of the
abuse. Welcome to the room of people who have rooms of people that they love one day. Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Been a real interesting show so far. I think everybody, 99% of the text line is Team A.J. here.
Yeah.
And they want to know, will the fight be on live stream? Well, no, we'll be at Nick's place. So.
No, it won't be at Nick's place. Nick is an advertiser.
So it'd be in the parking
lot. It'll be at Burger King across from the street. Nick's place.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not trying to mess up my money. I don't got to pay it off 2016 bins. So I gotta keep my money right, Fred. So
isn't there a gym around there you guys can go and just get in the cage and do it the right
there
way?
There is, yeah, sure.
Okay, well, that's how you should do it.
There's a Hillian Gracie Academy right there next to Yao's now.
Okay.
And they would let us go in, sign a waiver, and like he could show me how crappy at fighting I am.
Okay, there you go.
And I'm okay with that.
So that's my...
He might teach me a lesson. You never know.
He might humble you.
He might. Because
old country way.
You know me. I'm so arrogant. I'm so full of myself about how great I am. It never stops.
832.
It's not things that I say. It's just my tone. My tone... It marinates arrogance. Because when I say, well, tell me about a time, he's like, no, it's just the way you, it's the way you are. It's the way you talk, the way you are. So it's not what I say, it's just how I say things makes me arrogant.
Quinn versus Arthur. I can't wait to see it.
It's going
to
be a good one.
832 says, minus 1,100. I feel like RJ would tell us there's value on the dog here.
Maybe so.
Yeah, he would.
I would never bet a fight on a minus 1,100 guy.
No.
Be crazy.
Brown Magic says he'll buy the winner a shot.
Thank you, Brown.
I think the loser is going to need the shot.
Yeah.
Um, I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know if I'm up for a T-Bone Willie call today.
I'll leave it to you.
What the hell?
I'll leave it to you,
Go
Fred.
For it. I mean, the show's already where it is, so.
The show is a total mess.
What's up, Willie?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing today?
We're doing sports.
Hey, man. I'm not mad at you. I'm going to give you some tickets. Come see my semi-pro T-ball team.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, that was a fail. Thank you, T-Bone. Okay, you're banned until at least next Wednesday.
1 week.
No more Willie calls until next Wednesday. Not a full week, but that's enough. 713 says White Magic should change his name to White Dumbass, and he should be blocked from the show forever.
Well, this is the first time he's ever called the show.
Yeah, this is the first time he's called the show, and I happen to enjoy the whole conversation. I like it when AJ gets on somebody other than me. It's kind of fun. I get to sit back and not worrying about being insulted. I can just say, oh, good. You guys go at it.
Lamont says, he said, I think you're talking a controlled fighting environment, whereas that dude is talking a street fight. And listen, I'm a grown man with kids. I'd prefer not to fight in the street. I mean.
That's only if you're in real danger or something.
Yeah.
You know, that's silly. It's silly at this point.
But if you know, totally unplanned, someone threw a punch at me in an uncontrolled environment, in the street, as they say, then, I mean, I would feel like then it would be it'd be self-defense, right?
Well, now you're getting into a different area because I'm using whatever weapons I have around me at that point because I'm going to assume if there's a fight in the street, my life is in danger.
Okay.
And therefore, it's not a fight. It's I'm going to do whatever I can to stop you from hurting me.
I would just say this. Like if I
so
were
like if you like eating pepper spray like John did, or you like a baseball bat across your chops or something like that, okay. Or maybe getting shot in the knee, then yeah, pick a fight with me in the street.
Okay. You're more hardcore than me.
No, I'm too old to fight, man. If somebody's trying to fight me, I'm thinking I'm defending myself in every possible way I can.
That's fair.
And I've not had a fight in 10 years, and I don't plan on ever fighting again. But if somebody tries to pick something with me, I'm not going to fight them.
Have you had a fight in the last 10 years?
No, it was about 12 years. It was the Weezer concert.
Before you met me?
I think it was before I met you, okay. Yeah. It was like about a year before, and I was, I think I've told a story. I was in the bathroom at a Weezer concert. And I was on the phone with my brother, and I was a little bit drunk. I was telling him how this is the dorkiest crowd I've ever seen. And, of course, he's like, well, what did you expect? You're at a Weezer concert. And I'm like, well, okay, yeah. And this little dude next to me, I mean, nerd central, just hauls off and hits me. And I just look at him. I go, dude, are you kidding me? You know, and then he does it again. And I just tell my brother, okay, you got to hold on for a second. This dude just hit me twice. If he does it again, I'm dropping him. And he didn't wash his hands. At the urinal.
Mm.
And so he kind of pulls his arm back to drop a third one on me, and I just haul back and hit him as hard as I could. And he landed smack dab in the middle of the pee on the floor. And so I just walked off, washed my hands, and got the hell out of there.
So true story. Before my first MMA fight, I was super nervous. And when I get nervous, I poop a lot. So I had already pooped twice. Like from the time I got to the arena, I had already pooped twice. And then I got my hands wrapped up and I had to poop again. I was like, oh no.
I feel it.
So I pooped. But now I had my hands wrapped and signed by the state. You have to have like the state has to sign off on your hand wraps.
Yeah.
So I couldn't wash my hands. So I pooped and then I had to fight the guy with poop particles on my hands.
Ugh.
And I punched him right in the mouth. So bad. I didn't think about a lot when I was in there. Like, I don't remember a lot about that fight because there's so much adrenaline going. But I remember when they were announcing our names and like standing across the cage, like, I'm going to hit him with my glove that I know has some poop particles on it. And then I did.
Yeah. Well,
but he didn't land in a pool of urine.
No, and
thank God.
I mean, who does that? He just he's listening to me. And for one thing, I shouldn't have been on the phone in the bathroom, but I've been drinking all night, okay? And I was at a concert. So I admit that was my fault. But say that. Don't just haul off and hit me. And, you know, I was drunk enough where I didn't feel either punch. And I didn't feel him the next morning either, so I don't think there was much behind him. And so I kind of feel bad because, you know, that guy probably woke up in a pool of pee. And if you're looking to sue me at this point, then it's too late.
Yeah.
But you hit me first. Yeah. I was defending
you
myself.
You were protecting yourself.
I was not going to have pee on my face again.
Again?
He hit me twice.
Oh.
With pee on his hands. And all I said was, dude, don't do that again or I'm going to drop you. And he was going to do it again.
You're a pretty nice guy.
I mean, but I don't want to fight anybody. I was making fun of him. I was doing what I always do. I make fun of people. I don't fight them. I'm too old for that crap. I'm an adult. I'm like Kurt Russell in Tombstone now. It's like, I'm not going to fight you, Ringo. There's no money in it. Everything's got to have dollars. Okay, there's my movie reference for the day. Got it in at 5:25. I'll tell you what I might wind up doing, though. This is true story. I think at some point I'm going to snap and go full Michael Douglas from that movie he was in. What was that movie? Where he got laid off and then he...
Falling Down.
Falling Down. That is about to happen. Today I had to go downtown for... had to pick up some tickets for the rugby, which I have a giveaway here, which I'll be doing. And then I took the wife to lunch. I'm on the sidewalk. Guy comes flying down on a bike. You've heard me bitch about this. Damn near runs me over. And I'm thinking to myself, if I'm Michael Douglas, I just put my arm out and clothesline that mother. Yeah. And that's it. And then, okay, Mercedes guy. This is probably white magic now that I think about it. I'm crossing the street. Guy comes flying around the corner in the Mercedes. I have the little walk light, which, you know, that's what you're supposed to do, right? You see the walk light, you walk.
Was the Mercedes paid off?
I don't know. But,
you couldn't tell?
So, dude in a white Mercedes SUV who was downtown today about 10:40 this morning. You are a true dickweed.
What was his credit
die.
Score, though?
Probably 850. Mm-hmm. So, but he almost hits me because he's flying around this corner, never bothers to look, right? And then when he does see me, he tries to get as close to me as he can to make it look like, oh, I'm big man in a Mercedes who can run over a pedestrian if I want. Rushes to get to the next light, which is red. Yeah, nice job rushing because I was able to walk to that corner before the light changed. So you sat there for a good 2 minutes and almost killed me. So I hope you drown in your own blood. And white Mercedes SUV downtown about 10:40 around the Rusk area of downtown. Rusk and La Branche, that area. So if that was you, you are the worst human being alive. And I hope white magic has sex with you. That's what I hope. Okay, I digress. Let's take a call. Russ, go.
Hey now, sports.
Russ? All right.
What's going on with our phone? Yeah. Why is there like a delay between when
there's
something.
There's something happening here, and it's either... I'm going to say it's probably the intern's fault. So, what was that? Now Jong's even breaking up. He was... Oh, okay. Oh, I don't even know how to transition into this now. You know, ordinarily, I have a really good way of getting into these commercials. It makes them fun and interesting, and you know, but that's all right. Actually, I was over there yesterday at Eros, and guys, I really didn't think I needed any help with anything, but I'm 53 years old, which I'm not afraid to admit my age, and things tend to slow down for you, whether you realize it or not, and so... I went over to the guys at Eros and started doing their regenerative treatment, and my goodness, it makes a difference. And now they're helping me out with getting rid of this gut, as a matter of fact, and I've got so much more energy. I've been going to the gym now regularly, and I'm starting to see a difference, which is fantastic. But the main thing is, if you've got problems, if you've got ED problems, guys never want to talk about that. They can help you with a lot of other stuff, too, low T, hair loss, whatever, but... ED is their thing, and all these guys here, you know, I had a friend who was a doctor I used to hang out the racetrack with all the time, and we'd talk about everything, right? And then when I went to use him as a doctor, he wouldn't talk to me. It's like, no, talk to my nurse. I'm like, oh, thanks, buddy. It doesn't happen here at Eros, because Dr. Ike, Sean, Shane, all those guys, man, they care about their patients. They want to get to know their patients. They want to know the best way to treat them, and that's what they're going to do for you. And they have all kinds of customized plans. You're going to tell them what's wrong, and they are going to fix it for you. They got a man cave that's going to be ready here by the end of the week, which is awesome. And they're even going to have Thursday night poker nights in the man cave if you're one of their patients. So give them a call today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. They will take care of you. I promise you, they're good guys. I consider them friends. I love doing business with them. 713-263-EROS, 713-263-3767. 713-263-3767. And set up your free consultation. Doesn't cost you anything to find out what they can do for you. You can also find them online at erosmedicalgroup.com. Eros Medical, awaken your inner Greek god.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. Your kids are on summer break. Cool for them, right? You know what's not cool for? Your carpet. All that extra foot traffic. Your kids are out in the park and the pool, and they're dragging a bunch of stuff back in. It's gross. Get a jump on summer cleaning. Right now, dirt-free carpet cleaning's got a summer special going for a limited time. They'll come out, they'll clean three rooms for $100. And they'll throw in a free speed dry. The other guys, they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not the case with Dirt Free. 281 Dirt Free, go chemical free with Dirt Free. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts, all with the best technology in the game. Give them a call right now, 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. They'll clean three rooms for $100 and throw in a free speed dry. 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. And yes, hour number one is now on Podcast Arena. If you wish to go hear the A.J. Hour, it was fantastic. I would just say if you missed that, you missed one of the more interesting hours that we've done in a long time. And let's just say there's a lot of scorched earth out there. It's a little bit like Hiroshima did. I'm just going to leave it at that. Let's squeeze through some calls, see if they actually work. We'll go Rocky first. What's up, Rocky?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
We're doing sports.
Hey, I think you should take T-Ball Willie, OU Mike, and White Magic, put them in a ring, and whoever wins gets to fight you. And y'all do that for a little benefit or something.
I don't know that T-Ball Willie and OU Mike have anything against me, really.
Yeah, and they both sound pretty old.
Yeah.
I mean, I could be wrong about that. But I actually could throw them all in a ring, and whichever one survives gets to continue to call the station.
You can do a tag team match with Kansas City Joe and Fred.
Oh, that's a good undercard match.
I don't fight.
You could, though, for charity.
For charity, if you give me 6 months to train, yeah.
Oh, training, shmaining.
Yeah, 6 months to train, and I'd have to get them to up my testosterone a little bit.
No, they're going to check you.
No, there's not. No, I'm not being tested. Now, if you're going to.
All right, Canelo.
I'm just saying. Okay, tainted meat. I ate tainted meat. Sorry, it was meat from Mexico. No, I'll make no bones about it. You give me 6 months to train, but yeah, I'm not. Not doing it naturally. Are you kidding me? I'm 53 years old. I can't get in that kind of shape without a little help. And then after the fight, I'll go out.
Kansas City Joe?
He's pretty young. Yeah, he's late 20s, early 30s.
Okay.
We're boys now. I'm not going to fight him. He bought me a beer. But, I'll use a little Winstrol, whatever I need, and then I'll go out and hit 50 home runs after the fight.
Yeah.
That's the plan. Jeremy. What's up?
Hey, this is Boosh. Am I there?
Hey, yeah. Boosh Sports.
Yeah, they got the wrong name there.
I heard Jeremy.
Yeah, well, there's a Jeremy up there, too, and that's who I was going to. But go ahead. You're up.
Hey, man. Hey, so the undercard should be me and Fred in adult diapers, all oiled up with canola oil in a wrestling match.
I like that.
Now, I got no baloney titties, but I got solid D's. They'll look nice all oiled up.
Okay. We have to call them baloney breasts, mind you. We can't.
I don't know. I'm a little aroused by that whole idea. I don't know if that's a good idea.
You're aroused by it. What about me? I got to sit there and watch.
Just saying, man.
Not play along.
That sounds pretty sexy to me, frankly. you take what you could get. So, all right. So But that was Boosh. So what is on the line now? Did they get the names wrong? Or we push
maybe
the
maybe this is Jeremy.
Maybe this is Jeremy. Okay, we'll try this. Is this Jeremy?
No, this is Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
Okay, Jamie. Sorry, they had you as Jeremy. I apologize. What you got, man?
Oh, that's cool. Hey, first off, I just want to tell you guys I'm a big fan of the show.
Thank you. I've been checking
you guys out since you guys were in the noon slot way back a long time ago. So
appreciate it, man.
But I heard you guys' last segment about fighting and being in a controlled environment and street fighting. And I just was wondering, like, people that fight professional, if they was to get into a street fight, would they get in trouble for that? Or can they just whoop some dude's butt if, you know, they start messing with the professional fighter?
I think that's fake news. I don't think, like, people used to say,
your hands are a registered weapon.
Yeah, that's not true. I fought professionally and I've never had to register my hands.
Well, here's just... I want to throw this out.
Probably because my hands are trash anyway.
Then they're full of poo. But guys, if this is why you don't want to start fights with people for any reason on the street, because you don't know who you're getting into with. You don't know if somebody's, you know, 5-0 in I don't know what it's called now, but what used to be Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't mess with anybody. I mean, there's no point. What's the point of it? If you want to fight, get in a cage or get in a boxing ring.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I would do kickboxing for charity if it's somebody I really wanted to beat up. I couldn't really fight somebody I liked. Like, I've joked about fighting Granado, kickboxing Granado for charity, but I like John. I wouldn't really want to fight him. But yeah,
I'll fight John.
Hit him in the gap.
I'll hit him. I'll hit John right in the gap.
You guys have a lot of gap things going on. It's very weird. But again, 6 months training, and I don't get tested. Those are my rules.
That's your only stipulation.
Yeah, that's it. There's no peeing in a cup. Because, what, John?
Fred's going to take a trip to Mexico.
I know he is.
Nope. I'll take a trip right here. I'll go to my doctor and say, this is what I need. Help me out. And, yeah. But that's... One of the things I've kind of learned is that this fighting is just so dumb. I wish if I had it to do over, if that guy had actually hit me... Now, well, first I'd go wash my face and I'd just walk off. It didn't hurt. I mean, I had no reason to hit that guy. He was just a little dorky guy trying to be tough. And I feel bad about that now. That's because I'm all zen and stuff. That happens when you get to a certain age.
You're mellow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just I have different things that interest me. Like, you know, I'd rather make money than
get
into a fight. That's... You know, I'd rather enjoy a really good beer like this one, or a great whiskey, or watch a terrific movie, or even a bad movie. Those things are just more important to me.
Yeah. Or eat pizza.
Yeah. Or eat Zumo's. Oh, it's not time.
No, not time. Damn.
Damn. Almost. We've been so close on that a couple times. I'm losing track. We get so many these days. But, yeah, that's coming up later. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Plus, I love all our listeners, even the ones that don't like me.
You really? Not me.
Yeah.
I like some of our listeners. Some of them are really weird.
But that's okay, man. Everybody's different.
I know. That doesn't mean I have to like all of them.
I appreciate the fact that they listen.
I mean, I tolerate all of them.
I don't know. Maybe he's...
Excuse me.
Yeah, that's two at 5:41 is the second one. I didn't get the first one noted.
I had a good meal.
Oh, yeah, that was really good. Thanks again to Carbach. Carbach Restaurant.
Yeah, don't forget that Father's Day. Yeah, that's the place to go.
That would be awesome. And, you know, I haven't heard from my kids saying they want to take me to Carbach for Father's Day. So.
And thanks to Dustin.
Yeah.
Who's also made this day better.
Dustin, who is a longtime listener of all the shows, but also he's kind of a Twitter star in his own right and good friend. And good UH guy, and a good beer guy.
Yeah,
we've killed a few brain cells together over the years. Brought us some really good stuff. I'm very happy right now. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Astros 7, A's 3 final this afternoon. There is a sweep. Justin Verlander now 9-2, but AJ, it's time to panic. He gave up 3 runs.
Oh no!
Garrett Cole gave up 4 last night. Oh. Are you worried?
No.
Okay. Good.
But the Astros do own the Athletics. I mean, they that's domination.
Well, they're supposed to.
Yeah. But what I mean,
you're supposed to ride out of town with a victory, and then when you ride out of town, you would probably ride on a.
Oh, am I supposed to do a commercial right here? I didn't hear you.
We're setting up Republic
Harley from Republic Harley Davidson. I didn't hear
you. You just peed all over the transition there. Well, thank
sorry,
you,
man. I didn't. Jones got to speak it up. I mean, let's face it.
I heard it. Maybe, you know.
He's whispering in there. You know it. Republic Harley Davidson, the best Harley dealership in the Houston area by far. Their service department, it's tops. It is the best. They've got 7 master technicians on staff. 7, which is way more than any other dealership in Houston. You know the job's going to get done right. And when you're on your bike, you want to believe that it's been worked on by the best guys. ROT rally coming up soon. Right now, you buy a new 2018 Harley Davidson, you get free mufflers, free air cleaner, free street tuner, free professional dyno tuning, and free installation only from Republic Harley Davidson. What better time? If you're going to go out to that ROT rally, you don't want to ride in there on some busted up old ride. You want to show off a nice ride. Republic Harley Davidson's got you covered. Bike night coming up soon, June 21st. It's the June version of Bike Night, which means it's another chance to register for a free Harley Davidson. They're having one a month, and then the only time you can register to win is at Bike Nights. They're going to give it away in October. So get out there on June 21st, Thursday night, 6 p.m. Listen to some live music, eat some free food, have some free drinks, try to win some door prizes, and register to win that free Harley. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley Davidson's the best in Houston. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, listen, for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those
Quinn,
is your name.
Quinn, Bobin, Banana, Fana, Fofin.
Yeah, I don't think White is one of the names, because other than Magic, the only other one I know is White Goodman.
Okay.
My second movie reference. You try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a $50 gift certificate.
Whitey Ford?
But he's Whitey. He's not just White. He's not White Ford. And White Ford is a car you drive. You try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a $50 gift certificate to Fresh Lawn. If you need the best lawn service, then call Fresh Lawn, 1-800-896-5320. Anyone who calls, tell them you heard about them from ESPN 97.5, you'll get 10%. Off your first lawn service. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. John and Raheel with Dell gave away today's prize to Ryan, since he was the first caller. Congratulations, Ryan, for being today's winner. That's a fairly common name, Ryan. That one makes more sense than some of the other ones we've had. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this is one that, you know, Beth probably had something to do with. But apparently the Guinness Book of World Records does keep track of the world's largest orgies.
Oh, okay.
And
where did the Fowler orgy fall?
It doesn't count. So,
Second place?
Nearly 400 people showed up for this one.
Ooh.
And they were trying to break the world record.
Did this happen at Kim Sun after Jung's wedding?
No.
Jung said yes.
I wasn't there for that, but I don't think there were 400 people involved. But on this, Minaj Life's Sin City 8 Sex Festival, their goal was to hold the world's largest orgy, a record held by a 500-person sex session in Japan in 2006. Dude, I want to get invited to that Japan thing. I love Japanese women.
You do love an Asian woman.
Unfortunately, Japan does everything better than we do because they still have the record. Sin City 8 only drew in 375 people.
Hmm. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. 375 is a big number.
That is a big number, but not big enough.
No, it's not. And, you know, I'm a little disappointed that if you go for it and you come up short.
I got to be honest. If you can't find happiness in a 375-person orgy, then you're too picky.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Like, there's someone out there
that
for
extra,
you, right?
That extra 125, that puts it over the top for most people.
Yeah, if we could have gotten 500 in here, I would have found the right one for me.
Yeah, but unfortunately, especially 500 Japanese. Oh, Bro Chacho asking nothing about... Oh, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. That's your Zadok Jewelers
John,
Gem of the Day.
Play the jingle.
The Gem of the Day.
Working on the camera angle.
It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Just get the camera angle that makes me look less fat. Bro Chacho says nothing to bet on tonight. Who do you like in the Edmonton CFL game? I'm not betting the first week of CFL, but I'll give you a little, if you have to bet something. Unders are always good the first weekend because they only have two preseason games. And offenses, especially almost every team, changes a lot of personnel. They're not quite up to speed the first game. So play the unders. I think if you blind did that last year, 3-1 the first weekend.
Yeah, but John Football wasn't in the CFL last year.
John Football's not going to be starting in this game either.
They'll put him in.
He's no Jeremiah Masoli.
They'll put him in.
So he's backing up.
And he's going to score 19 touchdowns in the game.
No, not going to happen. But, he'll start at some point, but they're going to work him in. And he's I think it's more important for him right now to keep working on his mental crap. I mean, he's taking all his meds. He's doing the best he can. That story I read about him in USA Today was pretty telling that, you know, at least he recognizes he's got problems now and he's trying to deal with them. And I think that's more important than trying to, you know, get on the football field. But yeah, I think by midseason he should be able to play. It's not like Jeremiah Masoli is any superstar. And he's playing on a team that was the worst in the league last year. So at some point, he's going to get a shot. And I hope he does well. But I hope when he does well, that he deals with the success. Because that's always that's the issue, man. For him, it's not about dealing with failure. It's about dealing with success. He didn't handle it well. And if he does here, I think he'll play well. I'm not worried about that. When he gets his chance, when he finally learns the offense, then he'll do well. But then does that get him back to drinking all night and doing lines of coke everywhere and not taking his...
Of course not. He's rehabbed.
Yeah, well, he's at least saying the right things about how you're never really rehabbed.
Yeah.
Now, when guys tell you, oh, yeah, I'm fine, they're not. Hey, John, I guess you didn't tell me or hear me tell you say, tell Tyler to get a glass so he can come get some of this.
Oh, yeah, he left.
Tyler, turn around. And also, could you... Well, I'll do it myself here when we go to break. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We already got 2 hours down. Who do we go after in the third hour, right? I think we need to just keep this whole trend going.
Keep the train rolling.
Yeah, where you're just flamethrowing people.
I'm not trying to flamethrower anybody.
I know you're not trying, but you're doing it very naturally. I kind of like it. It's fun.
All right. We'll see what I can come up with.
You know what? I was bitching about that ESPN Plus thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got all the CFL on it, so guess who had to pay for it?
Oh, you're on board, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to do this at some point where I change my whole subscription package and get rid of something from ESPN. There's something I'm not going to pay them for to make up for that.
Oh, you're going to pay for it.
Oh.
All of it.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to get rid of?
I might get rid of all of it.
Are you still an ESPN insider?
No, I dropped that.
Well, look at it as you dropped that so you could get ESPN Plus.
I don't want ESPN Plus.
You want to watch CFL,
I
right?
I do want to watch CFL, but I used to get it for free on ESPN3, and now I'm paying for it.
What are you going to do? So let's say you drop the regular ESPN. What are you going to do for Monday Night Football and other live sporting events?
Go to the bar.
Okay.
There's plenty of bars.
Where they pay for the ESPN Plus?
Where they're paying for it, and I pay for their alcohol. I think it's a fair trade. All right. One more hour to go, and AJ, tell people about how they can get their thing fixed.
Yeah, that's right. Man centers, guys. Listen, if you are having problems with your testosterone, you might think that the synthetic injections are the way to go. But did you know that synthetic testosterone injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and even shrinkage? This isn't about injections, guys. The other guys recommend that. Man Centers doesn't. They focus on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. They've got three locations in the Houston area. In Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell there in Memorial area. Off 288 down in Pearland and off 249 up in Tomball. Guys, there's no reason for you to not get out there and try them out, because right now they're going to do a free general male wellness checkup for you. Tell them you heard about us. You heard about them on the Blitz. And they'll do that free general male wellness checkup. It's $150 value. They'll tell you exactly what's going on with you. Give them a call to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book online. They book on Saturdays now, so no excuses, guys. They fill up fast on Saturdays, though, so if you want to get on that, call today or book your appointments online. Mancenters.com, Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
And I always feel everything is.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.